Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 150, and following that we'll sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 150 is a review lesson. My mind holds only what I think with God. I will accept the atonement for myself. Only salvation can be said to cure. I will accept the atonement for myself. I will accept the undoing of false beliefs for myself. I give my willingness to let go of my false beliefs. I will accept atonement for myself. Only salvation can be said to cure. The undoing of the false beliefs is salvation. My brother passed away earlier this week. It was unexpected. And a course student said something to me about how it is all an illusion. And I have been a course student for many years, and I know the teaching about how it's all an illusion. But there are times when I am fooled or tricked into believing these false beliefs. That's why the lesson says, I will accept the atonement for myself. I accept there are false beliefs that I need to get rid of, and I am willing to get rid of them and not keep them. In my willingness to get rid of them, I also have the willingness to uncover them. And so, today, as I was reading this lesson with my class, it came to me that a child sitting on a bed, believing there is a monster underneath it, it's not helpful to tell them it's just an illusion, that it's not real, in a dismissive manner. And it seems like this idea that everything is an illusion, when we tell people that, it is in a dismissive manner, that we are dismissing that. In their mind, they have a false belief that tells them something, like there is a monster under the bed, or loss is real, or death is real. And it's not helpful to be dismissive. Even a course student who has been studying the course for many years still may hold false beliefs that they need to let go of. And by dismissing them by saying it's all an illusion, somehow isn't really the truth. It's not an illusion. The thought I hold in my mind that it's not the truth. In this moment that I hold it, the thought is not an illusion. My relative truth right now is that I am holding a false belief. And to tell me it is just an illusion does not help me to undo the thought. Instead, maybe of saying it's just an illusion, we could ask, what are you thinking? What is it you are believing? What are you thinking? And help them to talk it out. Really, it's using discernment in the moment to decide what to do. But saying something, when discerned or you can feel or know that the other person is holding a false belief, help them undo it, but don't dismiss it. In that moment, instead of saying it's just an illusion, say the prayer. I am here only to be truly helpful. I am here to represent Him who sent me. I do not have to worry about what to say or what to do, because He who sent me will direct me. I am content to be wherever He wishes, knowing He goes there with me. I will be healed as I let Him teach me to heal. And allow yourself to be guided in whatever is healing. To say it's just an illusion may just be an ego defense. By defending against it, by dismissing it, by pushing it down, by dismissing it, instead of looking into my own beliefs, I simply dismiss and go on. Not allowing the undoing or the atonement to be done, so that the salvation can be the cure. The truth of who I am is the cure. Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self. Help me to be willing to have an open mind and heart to the truth today. Help me to be truly helpful to myself and others. Be with me with each step I take, each word that comes from my lips. I ask for your peaceful, loving guidance today. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we go with gratitude for the truth of what we are. We quiet the mind by watching the breath, giving the mind something to focus on, allowing the thoughts to slow down and allowing us to rest. We sit in the embrace of our loving Creator. we remain here, embraced in love's presence. If thoughts distract us from our gratitude for love's presence, we return our focus to the breath and we sink back into love's embrace. Return as often as you find you've been distracted. Remember, your will is to have a peaceful, quiet mind as you return to love's embrace.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining with me in accepting the atonement, for allowing peace to embrace us. Namaste.